Yo, 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 what up, y'all? This is your boy, Ricky Romance, and this is the Ricky Romance No Filter Podcast. That's right, y'all. We back, and we better than ever. You know what I'm saying? The number one podcast on iHeartRadio. Let's go.
This is Cherry Johnson, and you are listening to Ricky Romance's No Filter on iHeartRadio.
That's right, y'all. This is a world premiere. Turn your radios up. Turn your speakers up. This is a world premiere. New record by Big Money Blue called First Day Out.
Shout out to all my niggas that's beating, doing time in the Federal Bureau of Prisons. All the bitches that holding a real nigga down. Yeah. Big Money Blue. First day out. When them niggas try to rob me, boy, I buck the jack. I kill for these kilos on my neck, I ain't about to buy it back. Pray God forgive me, we in them demons and them Hellcats. Back to back doing drills with the tools in the backpack. Hammer on my lap with the switch, already cop back. Load the blick with bandanas, throw it on a black ski mask. Hit them with the whole extended clip, that's 100 pack. And we keep bananas in the stick, that's 100 pack. Fuck the mother niggas, I'm in the hood smoking on a pack. No prints, no face, no case, that mean no rats. Stepping on you cockroaches, sorry, we ain't squashing that. I put a price on your head and the ass toe tag. My cell is smoking K2, I'm doing push-ups in a do-rag. Got a shank in the cut stash, case I gotta cut a nigga mustache. Woke up out that coma in the hospital with a shit bag, and my bitch threw out to fuck me when I got shot up. She jet lag. Sucked me up in the ER bathroom, deep throat, no gag. On perks, in bed, can't feel my legs, I'm hurt bad. And everybody praying for me, never gonna forget that. Had a nigga on Wendy Williams and that Cuban link, I don't mean to brag. Feds just indicted me slime for getting that big bag. Knew the shit wasn't gon' last, now I'm tryna blow cash. Rari, paper, tag, jet gas. I be on I-75 doing zigzags, swerving through that traffic top down, shade zone, subpass. My dog K9 Muslim for real, on a 30-day fast. Homie pray all day in the cell, got rich off glass. Put the dope in Ziploc bags, crush it up, call it Superman. Rent a foreign, swap the vents, tint the windows and wrap it matte black. I was just in the feds paying for a haircut with a book of stamps we call flats. Really pushing P, inside with the pack in prison, eating lobster, crab legs, goulash, that's a fact. Did 100 burpees a day, but I'm big money, I'm still fat. Fuck the seal on a uniform in a mop closet, I'm pussy fat. Hit my side hoe in visitation, no Jimmy hat, hit her from the back. Now this hoe talking about she pregnant, she don't know how to act. Got it out the mud, jumping played on pissy mattresses. Piss test me when I self-surrender, pissing activists. Dirty piss, dirty stick, dirty pipe with the switch. I want all the smoke, my ops swish a sweet, walking licks. Blew where all that money at? Nigga, mind your business. Probably spend it on your bitch and bought a pair of new titties. Left hand on the blitz, slide through the city with your bitch. I'm the shit. Don't trap where I sleep, don't eat where I shit. I'm hood rich, spend it before I get it. I ain't saving shit. Threw a grip on the strip of bitch, the homies wanna hit. That my clip, late night hit a list, juggling, flipping bricks. About that business, nigga, if I said it, that what I fucking meant. Foreigns rented, doing donuts in it. Young and rich, big money blue, on my big one, you know I had to film it. Yeah, 20s, 50s, king of the pandemic, we ain't talking minutes. Put it to your ear, we talking money, I think the feds listening. Never talk on the phone, period, that's a sentence, nigga snitching. They tell on they mama, daddy, cousin, and they fucking siblings. I got this onion and I'm peeling, in a red eye like a villain. In the bed, I hit a million, a nigga dead if it come near me. Put this pole to your ear, blow your head off, nice brains on the ceiling. Gripping wood grain in the billy, bought my bitch a blue Bentayga, cause she swallow all the cheering. Cheering. We'll kill women or cheering, but we'll shoot up the whole building. If your mama happen to be in it, pussy get out your feelings. Shouldn't have played with me, period. Now you bleeding like a period, cause you pussing like a period. Pussing like a period. Blood in and blood out. First day out. Period.
Yo, yo, what it do? This your boy, Pete Blake Blue, man. I'm live in the good right now with my dog, Ricky Romance.
That's right.
On the interview. This nigga been locked up. This nigga just did about 4 months in prison. I just did a year in prison.
Man, hold up, man. I didn't get a chance to do my intro I do for the people, man. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Ricky Romance. This is a Ricky Romance No Filter podcast, y'all. This is a special edition, y'all. This is a chilling with my homeboy edition, man. What's up, Blue?
What's happening, man? This is the Big Money Takeover, goddammit.
Man, listen, man. You done came home, man. And I'm like, man, this dude done came home splashed. I'm like, man, I gotta get down here to tap in, man. You know what I'm saying? With my partner, man, I'm seeing interviews on XXL Magazine and Vibe Magazine and Black Enterprise. And, man, you all over the place, man. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. Blues on? Man, we missed you, man.
I'm doing interviews everywhere. I got a Vlad TV interview right after this. I'm just knocking your interview out real quick before I hit the road, Jack.
Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to Vlad, man. Man, your interviews, man, that you've been doing with my brother, man, they suck, man. No, man, what's up, man? So, wait a minute. So, you just did 20 months in the feds, or you did half the time, and then you all...
They sentenced me to 20, but I had to do that whole 20.
Oh, yeah, man, that's that celebrity shit, man. Actually, it ain't to no celebrity shit. That's the fact that you ain't got no record. So they was able to go ahead, you know what I'm saying, take all your good time, put it together, man, you know what I mean? So what, you did about a year?
Yeah, it's called the First Step Act. Donald Trump put the First Step Act together. And I was eligible for that. But it don't matter if you had a criminal record in the past.
Man, listen. Listen, it don't matter. All that matters is that Donald Trump is your friend. Listen, I know he's your boy.
I like Donald Trump.
I know he's your boy. I know y'all down here in Florida. I know y'all been down there running things, holding things down for a long time.
I just like motherfuckers that say what they mean and mean what they say. Uh-huh. That's important. That's a big thing. That's like prison code. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, what's good though, man?
Man, what's good, bro? Man, y'all just did like what? Man, I seen you with Millennium Tour 2019. Then shit went down with B2K. Shit got crazy how that shit ended. And then y'all went back on tour.
It ain't never ended. They just took a little hiatus. They're taking a break at the moment, trying to get their psyches together. But you know, this music shit, it ain't even music. Just brotherhood in itself. It's ups, it's downs, it's
bad.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas don't even understand, you know, betrayal happens from the people closest to you. Your enemy can't betray you. You know what I'm saying? But when it's your brothers and your best friend, that's betrayal. But at the end of the day, if you feel betrayal, you feel slighted. You know what I'm saying? It would cause a conflict and cause whatever they had that happened between them, but that don't mean it can't be resolved. It's so much history in the past that eventually you can talk that shit out, work that shit out, you can apologize, you can make up, you can make amends for it. You know what I'm saying? Even in the Bible, man, you know, when dude went and he ran off in the other city and ended up marrying Rachel and all that shit, when he came back and he had to meet his brother that he betrayed to get the motherfucking, he betrayed him to end up getting his father's blessing. He still came back. Dad gifts, man. He like, hey, he go 100 camels. He go 100 sheep. He go, you know what I'm saying? He go wide for two. You know what I'm saying? He just gave him as much as he could, and to the point where when he finally met his brother, he met him with open arms and gave him a hug, and he ain't give a fuck about none of that shit from the past. You feel me? So sometimes it just takes time. Time heals all wounds.
Man, y'all heard what the man said, time heals all wounds. I'm a firm believer of that, man. You know what I'm saying? I definitely believe it's better, man, to bring it together, man, than to separate, man, because we stronger together. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely, you know? Man, so look, you know I got to ask you, bro. I want to get this out the way because I know everybody wants to know. This is the question everybody wants to know. Bro, they in the media is saying that you did a big scheme and you fraud, wire fraud, and $24 million. Did you get the money?
Nah, so listen, this is what happened, man. Yeah, I got the money. That's neither here nor there. It ain't about me getting the money.
Oh, that's why you changed your name.
Nah, that ain't why I changed my name. What the shit, man, get me on some drugs. The script gave me my name, nigga. My name is the same, nigga. That ain't what we talking about. When they end up indicting me,
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. The person who did the paperwork for everybody's shit, he pretty much Grub wrote it to everybody. He told them, hey, here go all the motherfuckers whose paperwork I did. And the feds just ain't feel like figuring out what was right and what was wrong. They just indicted everybody, all 90 motherfuckers. Anybody who paperwork this man ever did, everybody got sent to prison on the case. You know what I'm saying? And I just happened to be one of those people. I ain't know the dude. I think I met him once or twice, and I gave him $250,000 or some shit like that. But that was it. You feel me? I didn't know this motherfucker.
All right. So now that we got that out of the way, I gotta ask you, bro, what's the most expensive thing that you bought before you went to the feds? What's the most expensive thing you bought?
I don't know, bro. I spend money like water.
And they said, I spend money like water. You heard what the man said. So do you? I know you do like I know you're real, you know, you always been a businessman, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you have like investment group where people can, you know, rock with you, you know what I'm saying? Like, how can people, like, you know, do what you do?
I build e-commerce businesses from scratch. I build a whole brand from scratch, created logos, trademarket, you know what I'm saying? Come up with the branding for it. The color palettes that I put together, all of the marketing that you might need for the project. I do that kind of shit from scratch, bro, for friends and family that I really fuck with and people that they recommend who, you know, they might have a budget to actually do some real business. But I mean, my business is all done. They might make $100,000 a month, $200,000 a month.
Were you able to run your businesses from the side yourself?
To a certain standpoint, because I had a cell phone in cell, you know, in prison. So, but they end up catching the cell phone in my cell, and then they end up putting me in a hole. So then that kind of shut everything down.
So when you go to the hole, people don't know about the hole. When you go to the hole, they take all your shit.
Yeah, they took everything and threw me in there. They weren't even feeding the nigga enough. And then I end up being able to read the Bible and the Quran and that motherfucker. So,
did you get into any fights, bro?
Yeah, I got into, you know, a small little thing, but it wasn't a jailhouse fight about, you know, the shit that nigga in jail get in the fight about. It was more like the how two lions get into something over territory, and in the TV room, I wanted my spot, and I wanted to kick my feet up, so I had to go through and put down for that to be able to just do bid and do my time how I want to do my time with my feet kicked up the whole time watching TV. You feel me?
Yeah, I'm just asking, you know what I mean? Because you know, there's this perception where, you know, it's like, oh man, it's, you know, yeah, he's a rapper, but he's in an R&B group, and you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, let me see if I can test him. But your street credibility always been 100, so I never would never expect nobody trying to.
Ain't no nigga going to prison and not getting into something. You talking about thousands of men in one area, and every nigga probably was a boss when they was outside. Every nigga, you know, everybody want respect. Everybody got a dick between their legs. Everybody want it's in the wild, man. You can watch motherfucking National Geographic and you're going to see exactly how it get when another gorilla come in the area and then somebody like me.
True.
I got a big presence. So if you was the nigga with the big presence in the room before I got there, you know what I'm saying? You're going to feel, okay, it's another big nigga in the room. You know what I'm saying? And I carry myself like that. So it's going to come with haters. And who the fuck you think he is? It's going to come with appreciators. Like, nigga, you don't know who that is? That's so-and-so. So it all that come with the territory. In prison, it's a whole nother motherfucking realm. A whole world within a world that's in prison. A whole nother rule of code, ethics, everything. So, yeah, I just had to establish myself in prison. Let them know, like, okay, this nigga ain't backing down from nothing. He ain't pussy. And then, hey, this nigga ain't no snitch either. Because once you get, a nigga could get in a fight in prison, they could go run and tell the police, run and tell the guard, oh, I got in a fight, and oh, this nigga did it, nigga. And they shook the nigga, now you a snitch on a compound. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas rolling themselves up and shit like that.
Yeah, nigga gotta know my paperwork clean, they gotta know I'm clean. All that shit gonna be questioned until everybody know, okay, this nigga legit, he good, he ain't running to the police, he ain't doing that. All right, cool.
You ain't never been like that. You ain't never put no celebrity card or nothing. You always been solid, man. And I know one thing that God is gonna do, bro. He gonna take you, bro, and he gonna exalt you to the highest level that you ever been. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you already on the highest level.
I'm just blessed like that. I'm talking about, nigga, my first day in prison. All of the Miami top niggas came down, and we had control moving. Niggas ain't even supposed to be out there still. Everybody came. They all came down. Hey, yo, what's up, bro? We want to welcome you here, man. You Gucci, man. Hey, and everybody dropped off big-ass bags and shit, nigga. He go commissary. Nigga, you need two braces, too. And nigga, they had nothing. When I got there, the whole unit locked down. These niggas ain't got no food. They ain't got no commissary. Only thing they could buy was toiletries. Nigga, I had everything. Because they came and they brought me everything I need. I'm talking about even sneakers, everything. Everything I needed, they brought me. Then nigga like, hey, you need a phone? Nah, I don't want no phone yet. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to get fucked up with that phone. I need to see how these police moving. I need to know what time they walking, all that shit, before I start touching something like that. You know what I'm saying? But eventually I end up getting my phone and just handling my business and shit. But nah, I always been blessed like that, man.
So I heard you, yeah. I heard you wrote a book.
Yeah, I wrote a book while I was locked up. I wrote music while I was locked up. Came up with all kind of ideas, fashion ideas, everything. So, you know, shit coming in fruition. You see, I'm doing my YouTube channel. You know what I'm saying? That big money blue. I'm doing my motherfucking podcast shit. And then I got my merch business that I got. I already got my e-commerce businesses. Man, I'm rolling, man.
Oh, shit.
Just take time for me to set up every single thing that I thought about while I was there. But yeah, even with the book I hand wrote, they actually caught the phone in my cell with me typing the book. You know what I'm saying? So once they took the phone and shit, they took that thing I typed. So I'm literally here retyping up the whole fucking book on my laptop, which takes a long ass time. You talking about a book that a nigga wrote over a span of a year in prison. So, well, over a span of like 6-7 months. So what? I gotta just type that out before I publish it. That's all.
How many chapters you think the book is?
Man, that shit big. Yeah, that shit 30 something chapters.
And dude, is this more of a, like a, would this be like a memoir? Would you be like, you know, us really?
Yeah, it's a memoir.
Okay.
It's a memoir.
Wow. Man, dang, how did it feel, bro, just to go from like being on the stage in front of like thousands and thousands of people, like, and then like have to like be locked up? Was you in any kind of way just like scared of the unknown and like just leaving your lifestyle?
Nah, I wasn't scared, man. I come from a family of street niggas, man. Like, I understood that, you know, eventually it happened to everybody, man. It happened to the best song, from Malcolm X to Farrakhan to you name it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it happens to them. But, you know, I mean, not Farrakhan. What buddy name is that ran Africa, man? I don't even know. I'm so fucking...
Nelson Mandela
went to prison, goddammit. Mm-hmm. Motherfucking Muhammad Ali went to prison. Like, it happened to the best of niggas, man. So I wasn't nervous, scared. I wasn't, you know, any of that. I was actually excited, nigga. I'm talking about, I'm like, okay, I get to check this off the list. You know what I'm saying? I get to check it off the list, and it ain't with great consequence. You feel me? I'm like, okay, the judge gave me 20 months, boom, but I get to get that experience under my belt. You know what I'm saying? Well, I got life lessons to teach my kids.
Yeah.
I can tell my story and my music. You know what I'm saying? I get to add that to my character.
I don't think people understand. And I don't think people understand that when you say that about you got that experience under your belt. I don't think they understand that. You know what I'm saying? The experience of being locked up, being told what to do.
How I'm going to relate to a nigga who been to prison, and I ain't never been to prison. So now, shit, I can't relate to a nigga who ain't never been to prison, because I see certain shit that they do, and I be like, man, that nigga ain't got no respect. It could be as simple as me and you having a conversation, and a nigga walk up and stand and just partake in our conversation. Like, nigga, you ain't said excuse me. You ain't invite you to this convo. That's disrespect. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just learn shit like that.
You learn all the basics. You learn the etiquette. You learn all the etiquette there. You know what I'm saying? And you take it to the streets. You know what I'm saying? And you create that militance, because I feel that that's what comes out of it. A lot of militance.
Yeah, Yeah,
a lot of discipline, you know, and you know, a lot of patience, you know what I'm saying? But man, I mean, bro, man, you got the show, you got the new music, man. That single, man, you dropped the record, bro. That shit is banging like a motherfucker, bro. What the hell is that song called?
First Day Out. Every nigga that go to prison drop a First Day Out record. First Day Out record I wrote while I was locked up. You know what I'm saying? And I just had time to just really think about everything that I've been through, what I was going through, what I planned on doing when I jumped out. So I wrote that shit while I was in prison, and then I just shot the music video for it yesterday. So when you were calling me to do the interview, I was filming the whole time.
I'm already knowing.
That thing to the date. But,
Nah, man, I appreciate you, man.
That shit had 2.2 million views on the Shade Room already, bro. Like, this shit gonna go, you know what I'm saying? Just gotta push it.
Hey, well, let me know when I need to call and order the plaque, man. Let me know when it cross over 100,000, man. We start hitting the milestones.
Man, that bitch ain't even up on the platform yet, nigga. Yeah, that shit ain't even out yet. That shit that over 2 million views just on the Shade Room. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't even get to fucking distribute the motherfucker yet. I'm hoping that it go live by Friday. Which is tomorrow, so I could drop the music video at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it's going, man. That shit is about to be banging like a motherfucker, boy. They don't even know. But I was like, yeah, visual for this is definitely needed, man. Nah, man. So what did the guy say? Did Pete like the record? Or Slick and Spec.
No, they ain't heard. They heard it online. I'm in my own bubble. Doing my own shit. I ain't got time to be like doing all that. Right now, I'm just doing my shit. You know what I'm saying? I got shit to put together. I've been locked up for a minute, so I got to catch up on everything.
You missed a lot.
Yeah, I'm rebranding. I gotta redo everything. It's a lot of work, dog. I don't get no sleep. I'm just literally on the computer and on the phone and running around doing interviews and, you know, making my appearances and doing shit like that all day. It's no sleep.
I literally for like 3 days was trying to catch you, bro. So I know you're busy, man. And I just wanted to just catch up with you, man, and just rap with you, man. You know, it's been a lot, man. You know, it's been a lot going on, man. I'm in the process of getting ready to move, and then I'm actually working on a reality show down here myself. You know, my brother, you know, Raz, you know, he's doing a show, Bad Boys Texas, for Zeus Network down there with him and Orlando Brown.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they doing that, and I don't know how I feel about that, man, because, man, you don't even want to. I got a phone call from Orlando yesterday, man. It pissed me off, man. One of them dudes, they snuck Raz from the side. You know what I'm saying? One of them dudes,
I don't even know why you're not done with him. You know you the muscle, nigga. Get your ass out.
That's what Orlando Brown, when he called me, he's like, bro, why aren't you here? And it's because bro is still mad at me for whatever. And it's like, bro,
It don't matter, man. I remember even on the tour, nigga, your ass is in a whole separate fucking tour bus You just gotta be here. Listen, you're not there for niggas to like you, bro.
Bro.
You're not there for nobody to like you or nothing. You
thank you.
Show your brother.
Thank you.
And your family. Probably the bread.
Thank you.
I know you get paper too, but your brother got the brand.
Thank you.
You're supposed to be there. Just on scene, bro. You're not.
Bro, let me tell you, Blue. I spent 10 bands to motherfucking go up there in my own money. Bro said we was going, you know, he was gonna fly me out, but that didn't happen. Don't matter, neither here nor there. I got there. Omarion just put a documentary out on WeTV, All Black WeTV, whatever, on All Black, and then it's on WeTV or whatever. So I don't know. I just seen it like yesterday. So if you watch Chapter 3. They got a whole interview with me talking and everything, and I'm like, I never even signed off on that, bro. I never signed off on it. Michelle is just, they're making me look bad, bro. It's just a mess, bro.
Man, all that shit commercial, man. That ain't what you there for, bro. You gotta know your position.
But I'm telling you, no, but what I'm saying is this footage that Amari put out, they basically got it on there like, oh, you know, Ricky ain't, he's not on, supposed to be on a tour and this, that. I'm like, listen, bro, first of all, y'all clearly see my brother came and didn't have much of a team other than the white boy. You feel me? So I had to watch his fucking back. And now he's on this fucking show. The shit that's happening on this show is the reason why I need to be with my brother. And I told him, you know what I'm saying? And he just, I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on with him. I don't know what's the matter with him. I just, man, I ask you to pray for my brother, man. Keep him in your prayers. And I'm just waiting for us to lock in.
You know what's wrong with our brother, nigga. That nigga like drugs, nigga. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nigga, this America.
Yeah.
The world. A lot of people use drugs and they drink, they got vices. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's all about just controlling yourself or doing it, controlling, picking the right time to do what, you know what I'm saying? You need to be able to handle your business. And that he my brother, same way he your brother. That's one of my best friends. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. It's just motherfucking controlling himself and handling his shit the right way. And the thing about it that I don't know, you got so much fentanyl and all this shit now. Your last thing we want to do is get a call and it's like, oh, something happened to him. You know what I'm saying? Because of some fentanyl or some bad
drug. And that's the reason why I don't like the fact that what's the big gay dude's name? Jonathan.
We don't speak on gay guys. I don't got no problem with gay.
Yeah,
guys.
I don't either. I got a whole bunch of homies and shit. Like I have a whole other show I host, you know what I'm saying, with that community. So no, absolutely. But this big man, he's a bully, bro. All I'm saying, the dude on the show, my brother, he hit my brother, you feel me? Smack, bro, they over here, man. You know what I'm saying? And another dude, the Mo City dude, came from the other side. So I just feel some type of way. Bro don't want me to do nothing.
Listen to me, bro. Your brother is a celebrity. He shouldn't even be on that fucking show.
Man. Like, okay.
Listen, you got to go. Just go see about that. You understand what I'm saying? Niggas is going to try to get shine off your brother, bro.
It's already happening. I'm just letting you know, bro, that I'm not okay with this shit, bro.
Yeah, but you ain't gotta let me know, nigga. You ain't gotta let nobody know. You just gotta go handle your business.
Yeah. I know, man. I'm just speaking on that because I hope that one day. I'm just saying because I hope that one day, man, be back on the road, man, again, man. Just like you said at the beginning of this conversation, you was like, man, you know, brothers, you know, shit, brothers, you know, can easily get back together, man. Listen, Ricky,
man. You shouldn't be on that phone right now. You should be on that flight over there. Get a nigga chance. All them niggas on that commercial shit, you on that. Like, nigga, don't play with your family. Don't play with your blood. None of that. That's a representation of you. Y'all representation of each other. Nigga ain't finna play at you like that. What? Put his hands on who?
You know what I'm saying? Man. You know what I mean?
Catch that flight and that shit over with. But yeah, let me get off this phone though, bro. Hey, love y'all niggas, man.
Hey, man. Shit, man. You know it's always good to rap with you, man. I just wanted to catch up with you real quick, man. You know, man, my people, everybody been asking about you, man. So, man, appreciate you pulling up for me, man.
Yeah, everything good, man. But go out there and back your brother up, man. Like, didn't you probably feel like he out there by himself or something?
Nah, he ain't never by himself.
With him anyway. He's supposed to have a crew with him at all times, man. This ain't motherfucking 2005 or some shit, nigga. R&B world, me in the world, nigga, where niggas got switches, nigga. Like, come on, man.
Hey, I'm booking my flight right now. Hey, Big Money Blue, man. Hey, man, shoot me the single, man. You know what I'm saying? We definitely got we're going to plan for you, man. Get it in rotation down here.
All right, send me an email. I got it.
Done deal. All right, bro.
All right,
welcome home.
But, you too.
100.